Speech is generally regarded as the expression of language with sounds, if you will, the oral modality of language. Language is viewed as a code. It's a system whereby we convey the meaning through a conventional system of these various auditory symbols through speech. Professionals will tell us that language has five major components: phonology, morphology, syntax, semantics, and pragmatics. Each of these five variables occur at both the expressive, or the output, as well as the receptive, or the input function of language. Sometimes it's difficult to define speech and language impairments, but the most common speech impairment is that of articulation disorders, which can include substitutions, omissions, distortions, and additions. Stuttering would be an example of a fluency disorder, which is a pattern of speech that is interrupted by hesitations, repetitions, and prolongations. Sometimes students will have trouble with voice disorders. These are problems with phonation, or the production of sound, as well as resonance, which is where the sound is emitted from. Sometimes we talk about students who have hypernasal speech, whereby too much of the speech sounds occur through the nasal cavity, or they exhibit hyponasal speech. And we've all experienced that. That's when you have a bad head cold and not enough of the speech sounds are emitted through the nasal cavity. Sometimes you will have a student that exhibits central auditory processing disorder. This is a problem in the processing of sound that is not attributed to hearing loss or the individual's intellectual disability. Currently, 1 out of 5 individuals in special education is receiving services due to speech and language impairment. This only includes those students who are receiving speech and language services as their primary disability. It does not include students who are receiving speech and language services as a related service. For example, a youngster that has cerebral palsy or a child with Down syndrome. The etiology, or the cause of speech and language impairments, are often described as having 2 factors. One is the functional effect, which is those variables that do not have a biological contribution, and organic contributions, such as aphasia, or a child that has a cleft lip or cleft palate, oftentimes known as an orofacial defect. These disorders can be congenital or the result of an acquired disorder. Individuals who have speech and language problems might have difficulties with the receptive language or the production, and they can have problems with the expressive language or attaching meaning to what they hear. The assessment of a speech and language impairment dictates collaboration between teachers, speech language pathologists, and family members. The overwhelming majority, almost 90% of individuals with speech and language impairment, receive their services in the general education classroom. For those individuals that have more severe disorders, augmentative or alternative communication devices oftentimes significantly aid their speech and language.